expenses.
So I want to ask you if you have any question when you see old rabbi with a white beard, if you want to ask him something. From Israel, rabbi from Israel. I see that you eat, so it's okay, so we can be in silence together. But if someone wants to stop for a minute to eat and to ask a question, please help me. Because I can speak more. As a rabbi, I know everything. I know everything. You can ask me in politics. Okay. What is your name again?
I'm wondering, how do you get one of the guys to open up? To like, create a cash
flow? How do you do that? First of all, the main thing that you are really, indeed, care about them, not just to take them from one place to another, to make them more something. You are, before you are an educator, you are you want to you are you need to care. You need to be echpati. Echpati? How do you say echpati?
Care.
באמת אכפת לך ממנו. לפעמים, לפעמים, how do you say לפעמים?
Sometimes,
you don't remember that, you forget that you about this special student, this special guy, and you care about the program. Yes, if I, for example, I'm at the head of the yeshiva, it can be possible that I care about the yeshiva more than I care about every student. And this becomes a problem. So I have to remember all the time that the yeshiva is very important thing. Nachon? Yeshivat Mekor Chaim especially, it's very important. But Zak or
Eitan
or
Effi.
And every one of you, I don't want to interrupt you to eat, so I will stop these questions. But EFI is more important than the program, than the Koile program. And also every student. So if they see that I am care about them, that I am Tanyan, that I am interesting about them, what is going, and I also tell them about myself. They see that I'm also here, not just my ideas, not just my I with them, with my heart. So it's become a connection. So that's a good answer. Yes.
How do we get the guys excited about learning Torah?
Very good question. First of all, like every question, you have to understand the question is always better than the answers. So you have to go with this question all the time. Don't think that you have any answer that will answer it. But then you know that every question that you ask about the students you call them, or how do you call them?
Mrs. Wires,
guys. So every question that you have about them, you have to ask about yourself. I call it, I hope that you know enough English to understand it. It's called MRI. You know what is MRI? What is MRI? Yes. So, but I use it as M. M, it means A, R, I. Yes, M, R, I. Now understand what is M, R, I? They are me, something like that. So it means when I matzbiya, how do you say matzbiya? Point. When I point you in one finger, three fingers go to me. And then, instead of ask how I will help them to know, to be more interesting in Gemara, the question will be, what the question will be? Help yourself more. Because always what I see in the students is just a mirror for me. Always, always, always. As the Gemara said, and the Rambam posek it, kol haposel, b'mumo posel. Tamid, tamid, it's always true. Also with your wives, Bezrat Hashem Bekarov.
Amen.
Amen. And also with your children, and also with your friends. Kol haposel, b'mumo posel. Baal Shem Tov said better, said, kol negaim sh'adam roeh, חוץ מנגעי עצמו, המשנה אומרת. אז אבל שם תוסעי, כל נגעים אדם רואה חוץ מנגעי עצמו. מבינים את ההבדל? כל נגעים אדם רואה חוץ מנגעי עצמו. If I don't know anything about lying, so I can't see that you are a liar. If I see that you are a liar, it means that I am even nadak min nadak. So if I see it and I can fix myself, it will be fixed, the world. It's not a nice word. It's work. I see it every time from the beginning that if you believe that it's true and you walk like that, it means that it's very difficult job to be in chinuch. Okay? How do you say chinuch? Education. It's very, very difficult to be educational because it's all the time needs it. You need to fix yourself, to metaken yourself all the time. All what you see outside, you have to see. And if you say they are like that, stop and say, let's see what I can fix. Little, even little. So if you see that they are not enough interesting with the Gemara, ask yourself. We say it in Hebrew, פעם ראשונה אתה מסביר לחברותה שלך. הוא לא מבין. פעם שנייה הוא לא מבין. פעם שלישית אתה מבין. כן? פעם ראשונה הוא לא מבין. פעם שנייה הוא לא מבין. פעם שלישית אתה מבין. זה הכוונה שאם אני מסביר לכם ואתם לא מבינים, אז first of all it's because my English, but second it means that I not understand it really לגמרי, so I explain it like that, but if I will understand it deeply, so I can explain it better. So therefore when you ask yourself a question, how come? So now, what is your name?
Netanya.
So now, tell me what the answer that the rabbi gave you. Tell me, what you hear the answer? To your question.
It's the extent that you yourself are...
For you, I ask you. What I mean with you? Ata. So Netanel, I ask you. You ask me a question. How? Ask the question again.
How do you get interested in learning?
So now I ask you, what is your answer to yourself? How you make yourself more interesting in Gemara? Tell me an example. How do you do it?
Like you said, the question's better than the answer.
Just an example. It's not have to be true. You can speak about your cousin. but what idea? You have a lot of idea because you do that. How we make you more interesting in the Gemara?
I guess for me personally, you can do like the background history of the Gemara to understand.
For you, it's help you to
so, yeah.
Maybe. For me, it's not do that. But for you, this is done. This is the real answer. So I say, for me to know more historic background of the Gemara, it's make me more to be more interested in the Gemara. So this is the answer that I answered to my question. So I try to tell my students about the background and about history. And they will see that I'm in that. That I speak for myself and not for my brain, yes? But I speak for my heart. Always, when you have a question, write the question, write it, and then turn the mirror, ask it on yourself, and then give the answer. But you have to do it stages, not just to ask, to turn the mirror, and to give the answer. Okay? It will help you in all your questions in your life. You want to ask me another question? Okay, you're afraid that I ask you. You know what it will be the next stage. So you're afraid to ask me a question. No. Okay, this is a... Okay. Someone else want to ask a question? Ken, what is your name?
Julian.
Wow. What is the Hebrew name of Julian?
Yao Yikutio.
Madim. Ken.
אנחנו נמצאים מוכנים לקראת חודש אב וקצת קשה לנו להתחבר לרעיון של בית המקדש להיות ממש עצובים על החורבן וכל שכן ל-NCS wire שלנו אז איך אנחנו יכולים לעשות את זה?
מה אתה אומר?
לעשות חוש ממש
כן, אתה עונה אתה שואל אז עכשיו אני שואל אותך, מה אתה אומר? זה לא מצחיק. מה? קצת. איפה יש מושג מעט מבית המדרש?
לי?
כן.
במקומות עם המון יהודים, כמו אומן, אוצרות, כמו המון יהודים.
אתה אומר, בשבילי בית המקדש, כי מה שהייתי שואל אותך, the question that I ask you, what is בית המקדש for you? Because in בית המקדש we have a lot of sin, we have קורבנות. I say, קורבנות, I don't like meat. Ah, yes, you can like, but I don't like קורבנות. I don't understand what is קורבנות. And I don't understand what is that and that. So therefore I ask you what is for you בית המקדש, for example. So you say a lot of people together, a lot of Jews together, like Uma, like Rashbi, that remind me. So I try to explain them. I try to take them to a place that a lot of Jews together and to explain how it will be that all the Jews will be together, for example. And then I ask every one of you, what is Beit HaMikdash for you? Where do you feel Mikdash Me'at? Where do you can feel Mikdash Me'at? Where do you feel Kedusha Bechlal? Where do you feel it? And then try to understand what the less that we have that we don't have Beit HaMikdash. Or the pain that we don't have. For example, for me, it's a center that all המורים תלפיות, it's all the פיות, כל הפיות מכוונים אליהם. So, there's a place that all together, even in Uman, you know, not everyone go to. So, not everyone go to much, but just part of the part. Some go to there, some... We don't have a place that all the Jews together feel that this is the place. From all over the world. In Tfilah, we all aim ourselves. Aim, you say intention. How do you say it? How do you say to lechaven Yerushalayim?
Face toward Yerushalayim. Face toward Yerushalayim.
Face toward Yerushalayim. Yes. So try to imagine it that from all the world, face toward Yerushalayim in the tefillah, and then feel how it can be if there will be Beit HaMikdash. We will feel the center of all our religious life. Something. So if you understand that you can cry that we are so mifulagim, so plagim, so miflagot, so everyone has his shul, has his, but it can be that we were all together to the same place. So this is my feel of Mikdash Me'at. But if I ask everyone what is for me Mikdash Me'at, it will give him an idea what it can be with a Mikdash. You have to imagine what it can be, what is the big deal that we like with Mikdash. Okay, seven. We have more time, or shall we have to go?
Osman,
Bakasha. What is your name?
Ellie.
Thank you for listening to my English. I'm so embarrassed about it.
So
it's okay?
You're great.
Okay, thank you. Ellie, Bakasha.
How do you think we overcome the Yerushalayim in Israel?
Just speak about that. We will build the Beit HaMikdash and everything will be okay. We'll be okay. If I have the answer, you know, I'll become Rosh Hashanah, maybe Rav Rashi will take me. If someone has the answer of how we... As I answered before to Matthew, Nathanael. I ask you, how can you overcome your perudim with you? You have perudim with someone?
Yeah.
Sister? You have sisters?
Yeah.
Sisters, parents, teachers, friends. And try to ask yourself what a little step that you can do to overcome. What you have to do in order that you will be in better relationship with your friends. Less machloket. What? Tell me one thing that you can do. For example. I can answer for you, but you can answer. You can think about that later. For me, for example, it's that I know that not all the truth is with me. Yes? That I know that just I know very very my view is very narrow. Even here that we see so nice view, but it's also limited. I can see all, and I'm not like Moshe Rabbeinu that can see all Israel from Har Nebo. We saw all Israel together, all Eretz Israel together. We see here just, you have no eyes of Google Earth to see all. So also all the truth is not in my pocket, as we say in English. In English also, לא כל האמת בכיס שלך. So, if I understand that Eli also knows something, and I'm interesting very much to understand how do you see the situation now in Israel, for example, and I want to know that, because I know that you also have a part of the truth, and I will believe that everyone, even someone from Meretz. You know what is Meretz? Even Meretz have tipa emet. Acheret, im lo yalem tipa emet, lo yalem kiyum. Im kol echad yamin beze, shelo kol emet etzlo, ani choshev sheze yichol meod lazor limachlok. Bederech klal, adam choshev shekol emet etzlo. בהצלחה רבה. אתם עושים דברים מדהימים. יפה פה מאוד, מאוד מרגש. תדעו שכמה שתיתנו את הלב שלכם יותר חזק פנימה, זה יכול להשפיע על הילדים האלו לכל החיים, אתם יודעים. ואם אתם תשפיעו עליהם, יכול לקרוא בסוף דבר יותר גדול. שמה יכול לקרוא? שאפילו עליכם זה ישפיע. זה המטרה העיקרית של הקמפ הזה, נכון? לא החניכים, אלא אתם. כשאדם מלמד, אז הוא מלמד, מלמד, בסוף הוא מבין בעצמו. כמו שאמרנו, פעם ראשונה אתה מסביר לחברותא, פעם שנייה אתה מלמד, פעם שנייה אתה אומר לתלמידים ככה, בסוף הלב שלך נפתח, ואתה קרוב יותר לדברים עצמם. אנחנו עוסקים בדברים חשובים מאוד, באמת. אז אני מאחל לכם שהלב שלכם ייפתח לעבודת השם, בשמחה, והתלמידים יראו את זה, הם יראו שיש, מה שהם רואים, הם רואים שיש אנשים מבוגרים שמתעניינים בדברים הגדולים בחיים ולא בשטויות. רוב העולם, מה מעניין אותו? שטויות. רוב העולם מתעסק בדברים השוליים. רק יחידים זוכרים איפה האמת נמצאת. אז לכן כשילדים רואים מבוגרים שאכפת להם מדברים אמיתיים, זה משפיע עליהם, ובסוף זה משפיע על משפחות שלהם, ובסוף בסוף זה יגיע גם אליכם. אז בהצלחה רבה, כל טוב, תעשו חיים. תודה רבה.